Today's topic is activity, bonding, and rejecting. I had another topic for today's talk, but my schedule doesn't allow it. It was going to be a pretty long talk because I've been working on it for 6 days. But because I got scheduled to do an invocation at a memorial service at 1 p.m. today, and I have to drive there after this talk, I didn't have time to do that longer talk. So instead, I'm going to talk about activity, bonding, and rejecting. These are very important concepts in the book Christ Returns, Reveal Startling Truth, and real meaningful to each one of us as we live our day-to-day lives. In letter 5, and this is described elsewhere in the book, but in letter 5, Christ describes these three impulses of creativity as foundational for our very existence and the existence of all visible things. That's kind of an amazing sentence when you think of it. This is the fundamental to our existence and the existence of all visible things. So let me back up. The activity I wanted to participate in was to deliver my other sermon. When I realized I didn't have enough time to do that, I got annoyed. Annoyance is rejection. Think of that. I perceived activity, and then I chose bonding because I wanted to do that. That was my original talk. But when I got more information that indicated that I didn't have time and I needed to change that activity, I got annoyed. Isn't that what we do a lot of the time? We get an idea, we consider taking action, and then we either bond with that action and, literally, take steps in that direction, or we reject that action. Because I love these Sunday talks and I love trying to understand the impulses that affect lives, I then started to look for an idea for today's talk. I quieted my mind after asking myself what to talk about. 15 minutes before that process, though, this is what happened. I told my wife, Marianne, about an idea that I got during meditation yesterday. Christ, in the book, Christ Returns, encourages people to meditate. Occasionally, I follow that advice, and I did yesterday. My goal is to become more in touch with divine consciousness so that I can do what it's said in the Bible we should be able to do, that is, do these things and even greater. And I want to do what Jesus Christ did in terms of healing, and that's really my interest. So during the meditation, I received this idea that people and things were really consciousness. Not just the labels of people and things, not just their physical appearance. So I decided that after that meditation to try to view whatever I put my attention on as consciousness forms and not just the package, the physical appearance, you know, instead of looking at the book and judging it by its cover. I wanted to see the consciousness of which they were made. This morning, I just looked at our toy poodle, Nicky Nouveau. Nicky Nouveau is 9.5 years old, weighs between 11 and 12 pounds. She's black in color, and she was groomed on Wednesday, a few days ago. But today, instead of looking at her like that, I looked at her as consciousness, a consciousness mosaic assembled out of these three main impulses, activity, bonding, and rejecting. Dogs and other animals, certainly those that have been shown love, are very bonding-oriented. Nikki has been shown a lot of love in these 9.5 years. She's eager to be near me and my wife. Sometimes I call her, affectionately, Shadow or Velcro, because she's interested in being so close to us, it seems like she's both of those. She is precious. So this morning, when I just looked at her, and she looked at me, I just felt a huge surge of love flowing through me to her. The look in her eyes as she peered at me seemed, I'm thinking, more like curiosity, trying to figure out what I was feeling and why I was transmitting this energy to her. In just a couple of moments, she fell asleep in the chair next to me. Can Nikki reject? Sure she can. If I say to her that I want to wash her face, she'll run into her house, which is a safe haven, and it's off limits to anybody but her. We don't reach into that space. So that behavior of running away in the face of a threat of "I'm going to wash your face" kind of reminds me of a small child's reaction to the idea of a washcloth, soap, and water approaching. And they start running or trying to turn away. I think it's, on one hand, it's adorable. On the other hand, you can see it's evidence of this concept of rejection. So I want to read from the book Christ Returns, from letter 5, and I'm reading from the book, the hardcover, pages 235 to 238, about activity, bonding, and rejecting. After I was shown the truth concerning creation, I could not understand why perfect consciousness did not create perfect beings made in the image of their Creator, intelligent love. I asked the Creator, universal consciousness, why mankind endured so much suffering and evil. I was then shown very clearly that all of the problems experienced by humans arose from the central point of the self. Science now calls this the ego. It manifested itself in the personality as a driving need to defend the self from criticism and or emotional or physical attack, and a similar driving need to push aside other people in order to arrive first in the race of life. It also manifested itself in the personality as a driving need to take all that was the best for the self, despite the opposition of others, and a similar driving need to hold on to the personal possessions, be they relatives, friends, material goods, or achievements, despite any opposition. I was also made to understand that without these two fundamental, eternal, undeviating impulses of creative being, there would be no creation. This is the secret of creation, and the secret of existence, and of individual being. One impulse of creativity is the I-ness of activity. This impulse of activity is universal and stems from only one source. Activity is a movement in consciousness and consciousness in movement. The other creative impulses possesses, figuratively speaking, two faces looking in opposite directions. They are bonding, rejection, pull towards the self and push away from the self, otherwise known as attraction, repulsion, attract to the self and repel from the self within consciousness. These are the only means by which earthly existence has been achieved. The entire universe is a manifestation of the creative power active within these twin impulses of physical being, creating matter and individual form. This is one of the fundamental secrets of the universe. I saw that at the core of the personality, or ego, as it is now called, had been created guardian of personality and was irresistibly imprinted with the magnetic impulse to ensure privacy and survival. For the protection of the individual I-ness, this was accomplished by using the two faces of the second impulse of being, bonding, rejection, to secure individuality. The face of bonding drags, draws, attracts, demands, pulls, buys, grabs, clutches, clings to the people in possession it craves. This impulse creates an illusion of security in togetherness and possessions. It is the tool of mother consciousness inspiring the building of families, communities, and nations. It can be productive of beauty, joy, harmony, and love. It can also wreck lives and destroy communities when it is ego-driven. The face of rejection repels, thrusts aside, pushes away, evades everything. People, animals, possessions it does not want. Thus, the impulse of rejection creates an illusion of privacy and security. It is the impulse that urges rifts in families, relationships, communities, and nations. It is supposedly geared to saving lives, ensuring protection and privacy, but it is a destructive force when it is ego-driven. The bonding rejection impulses constituted the emotional mental mask worn by all created individual entities, including birds and animals. You see these impulses at work within all of nature, even within plant life. The bonding rejection impulses directed and directs the behavior towards survival of all entities in creation. Even as the father-mother consciousness is creative, so is man's thinking creative. For human thought and feeling are both the exercise and union of the twin tools of father-mother consciousness. Therefore, these impulses of bonding, rejection in the individual personality also become highly creative in that they determine and make visible the consciousness forms of things desired and things rejected. The father-mother creative power, life, continually flowed through all the universe and was the life in my mind using the twin impulses of thought and feeling. Hence, any powerful, imperfect thinking and feeling could disturb and change the consciousness pattern of created things. We can examine our lives and find all kinds of examples that connect these three concepts of activity, bonding, and rejecting. Today, for the first time ever, I thought of a sequence of events that validate these ideas. Years ago, in the 70s, I lived in Panama, on the Pacific side. I lived 50 miles away from a coworker who lived on the Atlantic side, and he was very persevering in insisting over and over that I join the Elks Club on the Atlantic side. I'm not much of a joiner, so I rejected the idea repeatedly, but finally, because of him, I gave in. Not so long afterwards, in the mail arrived a packet of 10 lottery tickets. Those tickets were to be sold to raise money for the Elks Club. I rejected the idea of selling the tickets because it felt uncomfortable to me. I had never done that, didn't know, felt awkward about it. And the tickets were simply $1 each. I finally bonded with the idea, and I walked around the office that I worked in, mentioning the lottery tickets. 4 people bought 1 ticket each. I then bonded with the idea of buying the other 6 tickets myself, 1 for each of our 3 children, 1 for my wife, 1 for myself, and then the 6th and final one for the family. There, I was done. The Elks Club lottery was based on the Panama National Lottery, so whatever numbers were drawn on that Saturday night in Panama would be the same numbers that would determine who would win the brand new yellow Chevrolet Impala convertible. During that day, my family and I had been driving back to the Pacific side from the Atlantic side, and I told my wife I had this incredibly strong feeling, more of a knowing, that we were going to win the car. It was an amazing feeling. It was really, really strong, and it lasted about a half hour, and then I totally forgot about it. On Sunday morning, I got a phone call from somebody in the Elks Club saying that the winning ticket was in that packet of 10 that I had. And did I know who had number such and such? I looked at the 6 stubs that I had and the other stubs, and I said, yes, me. Sometime between that phone call and going to the Elks Club to receive the new car, I had a conversation with another Elks Club member, not my guy, but another one. And when he said, oh, no, we don't let blacks or Panamanians into our club, I flipped out. I immediately became rejecting of being a member of a racist group like this. So I deliberately showed up for that award in another day or two and that photo shoot so as to minimize the publicity value to the club. I was really into rejecting. Because I was nearing the departure date, my wife and I were going to drive from Panama up the Pan-American Highway all the way up to Texas, and then on to New York. I didn't want a new car, and I certainly didn't want 2 cars, and so I sold that right on the spot. So now there I was. I had thousands of dollars for the sale of a car that I hadn't planned on. It was unbelievable, because I was so vibrationally not equal, not aligned with bonding with that money, that I actually thought about giving it away. I wanted to reject the me. I never told my wife of this internal battle of bonding and rejecting going on in my head. Of course, I didn't know those words, bonding and rejecting, at that point. But I was I want to give it away to somebody who more deserving, who needs it, who could, on and on and on and on. It was amazing to me. The good news is, I didn't give that money away, but I was astonished at that kind of a battle. Do we reject gifts? All the time. We reject compliments. We reject offers of kindness. We reject hospitality. All kinds of things. And I'll bet if you examine your life, you could notice that pattern, and you would notice other people who display that pattern. I once said to one of my wife's partners, a guy, that I had heard he had done a spectacular job in a recent presentation. We were sitting around a group of about six people, the five of them from the company and myself. Because this occurred in front of the other employees, he looked at this group of women and made a point of saying how little importance compliments had to him. He rejected the words, he rejected the energy, he denied the gift, and he denied the giver. And I think we do that so frequently without ever noticing it. This morning I noticed a couple of birds flying. One was a large black bird, kind of like a crow, and another was chasing it, and it was the size of a chickadee, about one-fifth the size of the larger bird. I think this rejection is a survival instinct. That little bird is faster and trying to protect its nest, its territory, perhaps the eggs in the nest, by chasing that larger, more powerful, but fortunately for it, the slower bird, away. It was rejecting this bird in order to protect its possessions, just like a human being would do. By being more aware of how we think about an activity, and then how we engage in bonding and rejecting of that activity, of ourselves in the context of that activity, how we feel about others, and so on, we can become much more mindful and then make better choices of what to focus on. Just as an aside, isn't this what procrastination is about? Isn't procrastination essentially a rejection of an activity because of the way we interpret us and that activity and risk and reward and so on? I want to quote from Christ Returns one more time. This is page 238, that final item. Therefore, these impulses of bonding, rejection, in the individual personality, also become highly creative in that they determine and make visible, the consciousness forms of the things desired and things rejected. That's how we create our physical conditions, our physical experiences, all the things that go on in our lives, using these three impulses: activity, bonding, and rejection. We're going to get more of what we bond with energetically, and we're going to get more of what we reject energetically. If we bond with what we want in a high vibration way, that is something other than ego-driven, if we bond in a high vibration way, it will be brought into our experience. That's the game we have a chance to play. I'd like to end this service with a prayer. Father, Mother Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask that you reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know that it is your will that we should be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness, and as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. And so it is. Thank you. Amen.